With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Worst Year Ever, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
Good morning, afternoon, good evening, and welcome to what is continuously the worst year ever.
I'm Kate Stoll.
Welcome to me looking Cody right in the eye and saying, you motherfucker, I told you couldn't trust Texas.
Yeah. You don't think I know that? You don't think blind optimism is foolish, huh? Huh?
I was surprised by your blind optimism.
I mean, you got to say something. It's called cope, Katie, and we all do it.
It's called cope or
yeah.
Coke?
Cope. Well, I mean.
I am hungover as shit.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I'm not hungover.
If you're not hungover, you didn't do it right.
I was hungover by 9 p.m. last night, for sure. And then I just kept eating things, and it made it worse. It made it much worse. I shared this story on Twitter. In 2016, I was distraught and tried to take like a anti-anxiety medicine before bed, and I accidentally took a Ritalin.
Jesus,
and I couldn't
Christ,
sleep,
Katie,
and it was a nightmare. But last night, I took a NyQuil.
Oh,
and I still couldn't sleep very well. So when you wake up from NyQuil and you haven't slept it off, it's not great. Anyway,
completely fucking blasted last night, so I slept like a baby, and I woke up feeling like death.
I feel way better than I did yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing great. I was hungover the day before, but now it's a bright new day, everybody. Look at us.
Bright
new
day.
What I love is that now we're all reliant upon having faith in Michigan and Nevada.
Yeah.
Two states that, let's just say it, not our best states. Not our best states.
Not our worst states. I'm only talking about Michigan in this
category. No, our worst state is California, which just legalized gig economy, quasi-slavery bullshit.
Wait, yep. That passed?
Yeah, that passed.
God damn it.
Unbelievable. I have to say how frustrated I was every time you open up Postmates or apparently Uber. They had little ads saying, vote for Prop 22. I mean, they used their apps to push this.
Yeah, and not to mention what their cotton candy pastel colored ads all over the city that were clearly targeted.
Yeah. Yep. But it's looking like Nithya has won win.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
The LA City Council race, despite Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi getting involved. And it looks like Jackie Lacey, our DA, is being voted out. Awesome. But let's talk about the big one.
Oh yeah.
You mean Oregon decriminalizing possession of all drugs?
Jersey weed.
Yeah, no, yeah. Nailed that one.
That's exciting. More reason to move to Oregon because I love them. I love mushrooms.
That was a separate bill that also passed. So we had, I want to talk about the one good thing that happened before we talk about all the very frustrating things.
All right.
Two different ballot initiatives, one of which was to legalize psychedelic therapy using psilocybin mushrooms. The other of which was the decriminalization of simple possession of all drugs. And Oregon is now the first state to have done both of those things.
It's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. It rules. The bill, the decriminalization bill, isn't perfect. It doesn't put enough resources into addiction counseling, which could be problematic. But broadly speaking, a good move.
Yeah, that's very exciting. And it's important to really absorb those wins, especially as we're looking at all the other things that came from last night. Arizona, looking good. Mark Kelly, tight.
Love,
that's good.
Love that.
Cool.
How are you guys feeling about last night?
You know, I think Bill Stepien put it best when he said, despite ridiculous public polling used as a voter suppression tactic, Wisconsin has been a razor-thin race, as we always knew that it would be. There have been reports of irregularities in several Wisconsin counties, which raise serious doubts about the validity of the result. The president is well within the threshold to request a recount, and we will immediately do so.
And he is.
Like I always say.
I like when the halfway through the night, one of the candidates is like, I'm suing for no more votes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Was that halfway through the night?
I don't even know. I wasn't, I didn't watch the coverage because I think that the, like CNN and all those channels.
So trash.
It's
awful. It would make me furious. They're part of the problem. They make it worse. Shouldn't, no one, the anxiety that everybody felt yesterday, all that stress. It's not a national holiday even. Everybody's like, all right, we're going to get on and we're going to feel miserable together. And then you turn on the news and they're into it. They love it. They build
fun.
It up. They do all the bullshit. It's awful. They know what they're doing. It doesn't need to happen. We don't know who won yet. Last night, nobody needed to watch the television, but they wanted you glued to it. It's gross.
I wanted to.
It's bad. I know you did, but it's bad.
Nobody needed to, but I understand wanting to, but they do make it worse. You're right. I mean, whatever the guy who did the CNN stuff, I was flipping back and forth. Yeah, you know, I mentioned this before we started recording. The amount of times he said, this is what makes election night fun. This
exactly.
is the fun part.
Boo.
It's infuriating. Also,
they also kept calling it a fair election.
Yeah.
On CNN.
The thing I wanted to say is, I don't understand why when 5% of the votes have been counted or only 3 precincts are reporting, they will color a state red or blue. So the whole night you're watching which ones are flipping. Why do that? What's the point? And then say, well, these things will change. But the truth is, we've said this a lot, and you guys should all, I'm sure you all know it. It does change. It is changing. We don't know. The mail-in voting is huge, and it's going to take a beat for it all to get counted. Of course, I believe, I have confidence. I think Biden will win. I am very disappointed but I guess not surprised at the fact that this is a razor thin election still.
It's simultaneously, and this is why we have a perfect system. It's simultaneously a razor thin election, and the news just dropped that Joe Biden has received more votes for president than any other candidate in the history of the nation.
Yeah,
and
of
how
course.
Is that possible?
Even more than Obama in 2008. Like, wow.
Yeah. Because it's the perfect country, Katie.
It's the perfect country.
Did anybody else have the same frustration as me last night where you would look on like several different sites and the electoral numbers were different on every single site throughout the night?
I did and I didn't because I figured it would be like that. I know that it's evolving and changing fast. I know that, you know, like Fox News will call something well before somebody else. I tried to temper that. Just generally was looking for trends. One thing I tweeted that I didn't tweet well, I didn't phrase it properly. The whole night, there's a lot of focus on how Biden is doing in counties that Hillary Clinton won. And I understand that that number is important because it all contributes to the popular vote and the total of the area. But I was really curious, especially at the beginning of the night, to see how Biden is doing in counties that she lost. And I was like, where is that data? And then as the night went on, it just became increasingly clear, oh, that's largely because those counties remained the same. Like all the areas, all the people that voted for Trump, you know, in fact, more people did that, you know, it's like it's just a further polarization, a further entrenchment in the ideologies. But I was really interested in that data because that's what I'm like.
Well, you want to know who was convinced otherwise, not who.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
It did worse here or whatever.
I expected the liberal pockets to turn out.
Well, Katie, higher. We didn't have a very inspiring candidate.
We didn't have a very inspiring candidate.
I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
Do you guys want to talk about that? I woke up to, you know, and went to sleep with people debating about Bernie and Sanders. A lot of people saying
that sounds fun.
I'm sick of the Bernie would have won stuff, blah, blah, blah. Well, don't be.
Yeah, straight up.
We should have, if there's one thing we should be learning, it's that the Democratic Party is missing the fucking mark. I know that we've got more turnout and the Democratic for Joe Biden, most votes of anybody. Great. All that stuff. But we are not appealing to the people we want to appeal to. And the strategy continuously doesn't work. I think we'll win, but we're not winning the Senate. And what is even a Biden presidency with a McConnell-led Senate?
It's pathetic is what it is. It's embarrassing. Utterly, utterly embarrassing. Counterpoint. We got a counterpoint from Robert. It's good.
You know, I will say from a perspective of having a future, obviously, not great that Republicans have any power. But if we get a Biden win and also a really disappointing election that's a nail biter, it'll be a lot harder for the DNC to be like, see, the Lincoln Project guys are the future. We got to.
Yeah.
We got to. I mean, they'll do it still.
They'll do it anyway. That's the thing. Like the lesson they learned in 2016 wasn't learned. This other kind of version of that lesson, that's a new variety. They're not going to learn that either. But
I've already seen a lot of like, well, guys, even so, this means that we're really sitting pretty for 2024. Get the fuck out of here.
Like,
I'll talk about that later. But like, come on.
Losers.
These are four pivotal years that we're facing.
I think that the process of them in several states not being able to count mail-in votes until the day of is so unbelievably on brand for this moronic, stupid country. And
Sophie, unbelievable. Perfect country.
Oh, my, I'm sorry. Moronic, stupid, perfect country.
Perfect
You're
country
right.
running smoothly. Okay.
Yeah, it certainly is a frustration, and that comes to, like, states' rights versus, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, why? Why would you hold off on that? Well, there's lots of reasons why. It is frustrating. I'll go with frustrating.
That's it.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. Yeah. It's bad job.
Everyone.
Even if he wins, bad job, everybody. We did a bad job.
I was alarmed out of the gate last night. Well, we just talked for so long about it's going to take weeks for all of the results to come in. And then out of the gate, we're like, we're calling Florida. Like, what? Also, I mean, we didn't expect him to win Florida, but fucking Florida.
Fucking Florida.
Also, fucking Joe Biden, who didn't campaign in Florida. He didn't. He's not really.
They didn't campaign well at all anywhere. Like, whatever. Fine.
Cody, do you think Bernie would have won?
Obviously.
What about the fact that Joe Biden was painted as a socialist?
I wonder if...
These are just softball setups, just, okay? Yeah, I'm not trying to interrogate you.
Well, no, I mean, I think that, you know, if... Let's say that your opponent is like, you're a socialist and you want to do socialism. And you're like, no, I don't. I think it sucks and it's bad. And then you don't win those people over anyway. And like an alternative.
Yeah.
Throwing this out there. So you're like, you're a socialist. And you're like, well, I mean, what do you mean by socialism? If you mean this and this and this and providing people with this and this and this, things that are good and will help people and that we can actually do and are possible, then I guess. But, you know, most developed nations in the world have some variety of this and we should strive to do it because we can and we should. So sure, I guess I'm a socialist or whatever. Try that next time. is, I guess, my point. Give that a go. Say that good things are possible and that we can do them instead of whatever this was, so that you barely kind of win.
Yeah.
We should take a quick break. But
cool.
I'm sure there's some more things to discuss about our perfect country when we get back.
Our perfect and beautiful country, yes.
That's working smoothly.
Mm-hmm. Very smoothly.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
We're back on that ad.
I loved it.
Oh, God. Wow. That ad really.
Tell me about it. Oof.
Hard as it. Sorry.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Don't be.
Yeah. Cool. This is going to be a shorter episode because it's hard to talk about results that we don't have yet.
Yeah, but we can talk about, you know,
how racist our country is.
Sure. Robert, what were you going to say?
Yeah, you know, here's the situation. Everything was bad before the election.
Yep.
And things are still pretty bad after the election.
Yep.
But the election was never going to solve any of our problems. It was just going
also,
to
yes.
make it less dangerous to agitate for a better world.
Yeah, it adjusts the situation slightly. It doesn't, yeah.
Yeah. So what we actually need to do is exactly what we were doing beforehand, but louder and maybe sometimes a little more drunk. because this week is going to be quite a one.
Yeah, it was always going to be, no matter
quite
what.
Quite a one.
It was always going to be quite a one. It's just that the fact that it's so close is like, this is one of the bad scenarios.
It is one of the bad scenarios. It is one of the things that we did not want to see happen. What we wanted to see happen last night was a resounding denunciation of Trumpism. And while I didn't expect that, I hoped for it. You gotta have hope.
Yeah. You gotta. A little bit. Come on.
You know, I still have hope that we'll win. But it's
why is it this close? Why?
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Just,
it's
just
pathetic.
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing, pathetic, racist. It's just
bad job, everybody.
Yes. Thank you.
Greg. Losers.
Fucking losers. All of us
lost. I was gonna say Laura Loomer did lose. Although that QAnon lady won.
Yes.
She was running the post.
QAnon lady who's gonna be in Congress, yeah. But we're gonna keep deal with that.
But Loomer's not.
I believe not Susan Congress, Collins,
so that's good.
Opponent just conceded, so that sucks.
Yeah. Losers. You know, losers.
So many people talking about leaving the country. And I get that, but I'm more like, we need to leave our liberal pockets. And like, although I don't want to give up a stronghold in liberal areas, I think that, I don't know, guys. That's what I keep coming back to, is like, I need to move to the Midwest.
Yeah, move to Michigan.
Make lots of liberal babies.
Ann Arbor's lovely.
The reality of the situation is that that's not true either. What we need to be doing is materially improving people's living conditions to the extent that they can't do this, like that they don't.
I know it's
this doesn't
so
happen.
Hard.
That people don't, that we don't have this election, and people are like, well, I think that Trump guy, let's do that. You want to make this situation in people's lives.
I mean, to borrow a phrase from Even More News, I agree with you completely. But I guess my point is that we get so entrenched and we have these ideas of, you know, conservatives have these ideas of liberals as these scary socialists and taking away our rights and blah, blah, blah. And it's kind of changing communities and changing, getting people to vote for different candidates. Feels like something that happens on a local level.
It's a matter of, like, I mean, one of the things that needs to be accepted is that the system, like voting the way that we do, has always existed to entrench white supremacy, because it was invented by white supremacists.
It was literally the point of, that's why,
And voting at the local or the state level is not the solution. It can help matters in a number of ways, but at the, like, what is actually necessary is to force a new thing into being that works better than this thing that, as we've all been stating repeatedly today, does not work very well at all and seems to be a comprehensively terrible idea.
How do we do that unless we get people to vote the way we want them to?
I mean, you know, we could do a general strike.
Yeah.
Just keep talking. Keep talking about it. Get a high speed rail going. Then you can travel to travel to these areas very quickly, and build community. Even though we're so separate from each other.
Yeah.
Geographically and digitally.
There's something going around Twitter that's fake, and not real. That
is it. Fake news.
It's fake news. That I wanted to bring up is that the Wisconsin is reporting more votes than people registered. That's a fucking lie, and it's a myth that's like literally disinformation being transported all over Twitter. It's not true. They've reported.
Did the president tweet it yet, or
you know it's coming.
Oh yeah, I just, you know.
Oh yeah.
Can I see it now, or do I have to look it up later? I guess
Wisconsin actually has 3.6 million something registered voters, and they've reported about 3.2 million votes so far. So shut the fuck up.
My main takeaway right now is the same thing that I was saying before the election that got a lot of pushback from people who said now is not the time. It's the same thing you guys have been saying, is that this doesn't change anything ultimately. Like, I think Joe Biden will win, but the real work comes now and continues. I mean, I think that he will. I we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the if Joe Biden wins, okay, fuck that guy. Let's keep going.
Yeah,
that's the point.
Yeah.
Like presidential elections exist basically. Like your participation in it is choosing your enemy.
Who's
yeah?
Which one?
Leader you want to overthrow? Right.
Right. I mean, any of them, but the one that would be easiest to vote for the president who would be easiest to overthrow. And I think we're gonna do it. I think we got this. let's see how Texas is doing.
Oh yeah, great. Always have faith in Texas, even on what I say.
That's the quote from Robert. Always trust Texas. Still not so great.
Hey, right. Sophie.
Hey, Katie.
Do you know how many Senate races we're still waiting to hear from? How things are looking officially on that?
Officially on that? Yeah, let me pull. I had that up just a second ago.
We got Mark Kelly.
Is that the Lincoln Project raised $67 million?
That's too much money. That's too much of a waste of money. Did it work? Robert, wait. Robert, did it work?
Did it get
those Republican votes?
It looks like in 2016, 90% of Republicans voted for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2020, 93% of Republicans voted for Donald Trump.
Oh my God.
So, okay.
I might say it was a giant grift.
Okay, but wait, how do I justify, I gave so much money to the Lincoln Project. I gave thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to the Lincoln Project.
I know, you live on the streets now.
It sounds to me, Robert, like you're saying that money was a waste and I threw it away. And yeah. I need you to tell me something that will help me feel better about the thousands and thousands of dollars that I gave to the Lincoln Project to get 3% more Republicans to vote for Donald Trump.
I think Rick Wilson bought another house.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
At least there's that.
You always say the right
Kellyanne
thing.
Kellyanne and what's his name are still together. So,
Katie, did you want an answer to that? Because I got that.
I did, because I want to talk about the Senate a little bit.
Okay. So, depending on where you look, because yes, numbers are different everywhere because our country's fucking stupid. It's 47-47 with 6 remaining. Democrats flipped 2 seats plus 1 net gain. Republicans have flipped 1 seat, Alabama. Yeah. Not shocking.
So not looking great.
No.
But here's my little rant. We spent so much time collectively like sending money to, let's say, Amy McGrath, Mitch McConnell, who was running against Mitch McConnell. And we knew that she probably wasn't going to win, that it was really slim. But she got so much money, the majority of it from out of state. Right. And that money was desperately needed elsewhere. Like there are other places that we could have focused on, and that's the kind of stuff that I get wild about. Mini rant. Wow, that really resounded with you guys.
No, we're all hungover and sad.
Yeah.
Speaking of hungover and sad, I guess we should take an ad break.
I'm not sad. You're sad.
I am sad. Oh, it's a sad. Oh, thank you, Cody. Yeah.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
We're back from that sad break. I gotta say, I'm not sad. I'm not happy.
It's not a, it's not a complete disaster. Trump didn't win in a landslide. That would be crushing because that means that like you were saying earlier, like, okay, yeah, he's, of course, Joe Biden got more votes than any other president ever. He's going to get more votes than Donald Trump again. That means at least in terms of the number of people, that's good. That's good news.
It is good news. I mean, I don't know. I feel a little bit of relief that it's done. That this thing that we've been building 4 years for.
It was very surreal. It's very surreal when it happened.
It is surreal. This also might be clouded by the fact that my dog is doing significantly better starting yesterday.
Thank God.
So it was hard to only be stressed out and sad when he shows interest in food for the first time in 2 weeks. So there's that.
Him.
But this isn't about me. This isn't about my dog.
Fair
completely.
Enough.
But it is about the election. I'm not sad. I'm not completely heartbroken. This is an outcome that we knew was a possibility.
Yeah.
I was really angry at the state of Michigan where my family's from before bed last night. And now I'm feeling a little bit better about it. I was like, did all my relatives lie to me about voting blue? I don't know.
They might have.
Maybe.
I don't know.
What else you guys got?
So much. Hold on.
Now's the time, my friend.
I also don't really like that the media is acting like we should be shocked that Trump's doing the thing that we knew he would do no matter what. Why are we outraged? Like, of course. Like, we knew this.
Like, we don't have to like it, but don't be surprised. We knew this was going to happen. I mean, look, it's hard to not have a visceral reaction, even if you seeing something that you know is a possibility or a probability. Even it's hard to not feel your heart rate increase a little bit, especially if you wear a Fitbit like I do now and you can see it happening in real time. But intellectually, we knew.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the sucks being right. You're watching a thing that you really have no control over. I checked the box and I put it in the box, and that's the thing that I did. You bought the ticket to the show is what you did. You went and you bought your fucking movie ticket and you sat down in the audience, and then it happens. You have no control over it. It just happens. And you scream at the screen. You're like, wait, no, don't do that. That's stupid. You'll lose. Or wait, don't do that. You won't. Like, you yell and you yell and you yell at the movie screen, but they keep going and they open the door that you told them not to open. And then it happens. And you're like, it's stressful because you were right and they're still doing it. It's watching a disaster happen while knowing that it's going to happen. It's fun. It's a fun time. We love it, folks.
Having a good time. Everything's just fine.
I want to read something Crime Think put out this morning. That I think is good and worth people hearing. Crime Think is like it's like a media collective of anarchists. They do a lot of real good stuff. You should check out their shit. It's free and on the internet. The outcome of this election will affect the context in which we act, but it should not affect the substance of our efforts. This is a good time to commit to ourselves once more that neither despair nor complacency will diminish the passion with which we fight for freedom for all.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Crime Think. And thank you, Robert, for sharing from Crime Think.
All right. Well, I think we're done.
as a nation or like the show?
Yeah, both kind of.
Well, okay. Just today, the episode.
We'll be back once results are official.
Yeah they're shuffling in.
We're finding lots of votes, you know.
We're finding them in the riverbank.
We're finding
the
riverbank. Too many votes, folks. We can't count them.
He's
no
like,
way.
Even by the time you guys listen to this, news will be different. But
the president will be the same.
The president
will
still
be yelling about the same things.
The president will still be a white supremacist piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's also pretty goofy. He's also
perfect
goofy
country, color. Robert.
Stay strong. And hey.
We'll get through it together.
Yeah, no, but really, I tend to end our even more news episodes in a little bit more of a sincere way than we end Worst Year Ever. But truly, we're doing it. We're here for you guys. I can't tell you how grateful I am for everybody that's gone on this journey with us. And you're not alone. All that stuff.
One pump, one cream.
One pump, one cream, y'all.
One pump, one cream.
We'll check you out later.
Everything's so dumb. Everything's so dumb, and it's gonna get dumber.
Great.
I tried.
Yes.
Daniel?
Lovely.
Worst Year Ever is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.